The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Somebody say a louder amen. We had a great time yesterday. If you were here yesterday at the breakthrough encounter and you were blessed, shout a big hallelujah. I say shout a louder hallelujah. In this service again this morning, God is going to bless you in the strangest of ways in the name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. You will not partake in ember tragedies. I say you will not partake in ember tragedies. Say a louder amen. This morning, briefly in this first service, before we go into praising God and thanking God, I'll be speaking on the prosperity of the thankful. The prosperity of the thankful. The prosperity of the thankful. It's very obvious that God wants you to prosper. He has made that very clear to us in His Word. He has said it to us 1,001 times that His intention for us is to prosper. In 3 John verse 2, which is our anchor scripture for this month, the Bible says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health as your soul prospereth." So, prospering is God's wish for you. I've never seen anybody that said my own wish in life is to be poor or not to be blessed. I'm here to see the person. Everybody desires to prosper. Everybody desires to do well in life. And in the list of those that will do well in life, you will not be exempted. In the list of those that will do well in life, you will not be exempted. In Psalms 35 verse 27b, the Bible says that God delights in the prosperity of His servants. God is happy when you are prosperous. God is excited when you are prosperous. He takes pleasure in your prosperity. God takes pleasure in your doing well. And in the name of Jesus, you will do well in life. And I can tell you this, one of the major reasons why Jesus came is to prosper you. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9, 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9, the Bible says, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, He became poor, so that through His poverty you might become rich." So one of God's reasons for sending Jesus is to prosper you on earth. One of the major factors, the same package that brought salvation is the same package that brought prosperity. The same package that brought salvation is the same package that brought your prosperity. And in the name of Jesus, the Son of a living God, this month will not end before you'll be singing a new song. I said this month will not end before you'll be singing a new song. Every of our fathers were prosperous. Abraham was, Isaac was, Joseph was. There's none of them that was a genuine person connected with God that was not prosperous. Every one of them. And so you cannot be an exemption. You will also prosper in the name of Jesus. I say you will also prosper in the name of Jesus. And as a major factor for your prosperity is called thanksgiving or thankfulness. Thanksgiving, you can also call it thankfulness. Thanksgiving or thankfulness is a major secret of prospering. And this is because God is the giver of increase. In 1 Corinthians 3 verse 6, 1 Corinthians 3 verse 6, "I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase." No matter what you do in life, no matter how you do your work in life, you can't get increase on your own. God is the giver of increase. And He's a God that delights in increasing us. And one of the things that makes him to increase us is our level of thanksgiving or thankfulness. What is thankfulness or what is thanksgiving? For the purpose of this first service, thankfulness is appreciation of good things received or blessings accessed. Thanksgiving is appreciation to God for blessings, for good things received and blessings accessed, or blessings possessed, or blessings acquired, or blessings added. Everything that God has added to you, everything that God has done for you, He expects you to return to say thank you. Everything that God, that's why one of the things God gives us the ability to do is to count. Either you are illiterate or you are literate, you should be able to count. When you count your blessings one by one, you will be shocked what God has done for you. If you begin to count now, you will be surprised, you will be amazed what He has done for you. What He has done for you, your fingers can't finish counting it. If you start counting now, by the time we finish service, you will see that you are still counting. In fact, your ability to count is a thanksgiving point. Because if you are mentally derailed, you might not be able to count properly. There is somebody here this morning. The grace to thank God like never before is coming for you in the name of Jesus. Vital facts about thanksgiving. Vital facts about thanksgiving. Number one is that thanksgiving is the way things are done in the kingdom of God. That is the nature of the kingdom of God. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 10. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 10. And when thou art eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless thy God for the good land which He hath given thee. When you have eaten and you are full, the next thing to do in this kingdom, the next thing to do is to go into thanksgiving. The next thing to do is not to sleep off. The next thing to do is not to forget God. The next thing to do is to give gratitude, because that is the culture of this kingdom. That is the way things are done. That is the protocol of the kingdom of God. But two vital, important facts about thanksgiving or thankfulness is that there is a direct link between your gratitude and your prosperity. Your gratitude level and your prosperity level is married. That is, you can't rise above the way you thank God. Upward gratitude brings upward blessing. Upscale thanksgiving brings upscale blessing. The way you thank God, there is a connection between how you thank God and the end up of your life. That's what I'm trying to say. You can't thank God big, then you end small. You can't thank God in a microscopic manner, in a minute manner, then you end up as a massive entity. No. You can't thank God in a bereketetious manner, then you end up as a very small person. Impossible. There's a link between your gratitude and your prosperity. The more you thank Him, the more prosperous. And I can tell you this, I have experienced this in a very drastic way over time. Number three vital fact about thanksgiving is that thanksgiving is what guarantees the flow of blessings continuously. Thanksgiving is what guarantees the flow of blessings continuously. The more you thank God, the more the blessings flow. In your life, it will keep flowing. I say in your life, it will keep flowing. There will be no pause to the blessings of God upon your life. Thanksgiving is the guarantee for the flow of the blessing. Is the guarantee for the flow of the blessing. Number four, vital fact about thanksgiving is that thanksgiving is what we give in exchange for the blessings we have received, not complaining. What you give God in exchange for what He has given to you or what He has done for you is thanksgiving. What you are supposed to give to Him is not murmuring or complaining. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 10, neither ye murmur as others murmured and were destroyed by the destroyers. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 10, the more a person murmurs, the more he complicates his life. The more a person murmurs and complains, the more things get difficult. Just show me a murmurer and I will show you a frustrated person. Just show me a person who doesn't see what God has done, and I will show you a person who is permanently stagnated at the same place. But a person who is addicted to thanking God is a man or woman who will continually, consistently enjoy the blessings of God. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, you will be counted among those that we enjoy the blessings of God in the name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. Well, in this first service, I'll be showing us what is in thanksgiving that makes it result in prosperity for you. What does thanksgiving carry that is so heavy that makes it change your life into a prosperous life? Show you about 5 points in the first service. Show you another 5 or 6 as God will help us in the second service. And I know that God Himself will do something in your life in the name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. Number one, what is in thanksgiving that makes it result in prosperity is that thanksgiving honors God. Every thanksgiver honors God. And honor begets honor. Listen, the reason why it looks as if results of people are different from each other is because the way they reference God is different. If you have 2 staffs and one honors you so well, one respects and honors you, the other one practically disdains you, who will you be blessing? It's the same thing with God. Somebody is coming to God. He prepares himself very well. Gets himself ready. Prepares his heart. Prepares his pocket to go and meet the master. That's the difference between Cain and Abel. One person prepares very well. The other person just disdains God. Forget it. Please God. Forget it. Anything I have, I give. 1 Samuel 2 verse 30. He that honors me, I will honor. He that despises me, I will lightly esteem him. I will not bother to honor him because he did not honor me. He that honors me, I will honor the person. He that treats me as a nobody. My friend, let me just go to Thanksgiving service. I mean, it's a normal thing. We must wear native, at least once a month. And then let me just go there. Let me dance. And I'm sure the choir will sing very well that day. I just dance a little bit and just go home, my friend. I don't really have more time. I'm a busy man. Every man that honors God swims in the prosperity that God has. And you know, he has all the prosperity. He says, silver and gold are mine. He owns everything. If your desire is to swim in prosperity permanently, learn to honor God. Honor God in your thanksgiving. Honor God in your appreciation. Honor God in your adoration of Him. Let your heart be connected to Him. Let there be a soul tie between you and Him. Don't let your heart be drifting away when you are worshiping and adore him. Get yourself connected in honor of him. Number two, what is in thanksgiving that makes it result in prosperity? Thanksgiving always portrays how much value we have for God. Number two, thanksgiving portrays the value we have for God. I know value pursues value. Once God sees how valuable he is to you, he will reciprocate by giving you value. It can be in naira, it can be in dollar, it can be in any form of, it can be in good health, it can be in good relationships. Once he notices that you have so much value for him, there is no way he will not make you have value in life. Haven't you seen people that they have no regard for God at all? They have no value for God. God is like nothing to them. They just look at you as a believer and say, ah, what's your problem? Why are you church? Why are you giving yourself problem? I mean, they are sharing you in the offering. You know the way, the mentality of a stupid person. But somebody that has value for God takes God so serious. He takes the issue of thanking God so serious. If he has to kneel, he will kneel. If he has to roll on the floor, he will roll on the floor. If he has to lift his hand up, it's not a problem for him. He has value for God. So God has value for him. He's not aware of problems. He doesn't think of problems. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. So that is God's will concerning your life. That no matter the circumstance, keep thanking me. You have value for me. I will give you value. I will give value to your destiny. I will give value to your career. I will give value to your family. I will give value to what you are doing. What you are doing will suddenly carry value because you value me. My prayer for you this morning is that your value for God will increase in the name of Jesus. I say your value for God will increase in the name of Jesus. Let me hear somebody say a big amen. I say your value for God will increase in the name of Jesus. May I never get to a point in life whereby what I will use to take care of somebody that comes to visit me in my house will be higher than what I will use to give to God. If that time will never happen. That what I will use to dash somebody will be higher than what I will give to God for what he has done. What I'm dashing somebody, who gave it to me? Value for God. Value for what he has done. Ordinary sleeping and waking up, as ordinary as it looks, is something that one must thank God for. One day, one of our beloved pastors here was preaching. He said, one day they went to somebody died or something somewhere, not a member of our church here, and then they went to the burial ground to buy a space in the morning. By the time they went back there later on in the afternoon, by the time they went there, there was so much space already dug. People have bought spaces in the place. By the time they went back there in the afternoon, every of those spaces have been covered. People have been placed inside the place. He said he just opened his mouth like this. Within how many minutes? Just quickly go and come back. Plenty of people like this have died in one mortuary. But you are in the sanctuary and not in the mortuary. As I'm talking, many of your family members also are in the sanctuary and not in the mortuary. Doesn't God deserve you to value him? Doesn't he deserve that you appreciate him? They say there's lockdown, there's lockdown, there's lockdown. Yet he never locked your resources. So he never locked your even for 1 minute. In fact, many of you ate during lockdown more than you used to eat before because you had so much time. You are not going out. Before you eat 3 times or maybe two times. But now, during lockdown, you are eating 4 times. Aside from the chin chin and the guguru and other things that were beside it. Somebody shout a big hallelujah. It deserves value. It deserves value. It deserves value. And this value makes him to prosper you. Number three, what makes thanksgiving make you access prosperity is that thanksgiving acknowledges God as the doer of all that you have seen in your life. And this makes him do more. You acknowledge him as the doer of all your accomplishments. And because of this, it will push more prosperity into your pocket. In Exodus 15, verse 1, after the children of Israel were released, the Bible says they began to dance and praise God. Exodus 15, verse 1. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spoke, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he hath thrown into the sea. That's what they call acknowledgement. After God had done something for them, they began to count his blessings. They said, see how you destroyed my enemies. See what you have done in my life. See what you have done in my family. See what you have done in my family. Since this year started, many have died. We did not die. You brought us out of the hands of the wicked. They began to sing. They began to praise. They began to appreciate God. And because of this, everywhere they went to, they were prosperous. Everywhere they went to, people were blessing them like never before. They didn't bother themselves about food. They didn't bother themselves about clothing. Everything was supernaturally provided simply because they were people that learned to sing to God. There is somebody here today. The desire to acknowledge God for everything he has done for you will not be scanty in your life in Jesus' name. I said the desire to acknowledge God will not be scanty in your life in Jesus' name. Somebody say a big amen. Number four, what is in thanksgiving that makes it result in prosperity? Thanksgiving actually preserves the prosperity that you have received. Thanksgiving is what preserves the prosperity. Somebody is here today. God will preserve your prosperity. I say God will preserve your prosperity. You will never tell the story of when you used to be prosperous. I say you will never tell the story of when you used to be prosperous. Can somebody say a louder amen? Anything God has given to you that is a prosperity, it is thanksgiving that you use to preserve it. In Malachi chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, the priest, I know we are kings and priests, they risk losing all their prosperity because they refuse to thank God. And now, if you will not hear, and now, oh ye priests, this commandment is for you. If you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will send a curse upon thee, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already because you did not lay it to heart. Stop there. God will never curse your blessings. I say, what you are thanking God for will never turn into a curse. The reason why some people's business turn into what they don't want is because that business, there's no reason to thank God there. No praise is raised up to God there. If your desire is for God to prosper what you are doing, there must be a desire in your heart daily to thank Him. I remember when I got my first job, when I wake up in the morning and I get to the office, I will go to a corner there and I will be thanking God. and I will say, God, I can't imagine you have done this. I even have a job. My mates don't have any job. You have even given me something to do. I'm so grateful to you. And I do this every morning. Every morning. Giving glory to God. Thanksgiving is what preserves everything God has given to you. When I tell people I can't be sacked, it's not pride. It's because of this issue of thanksgiving. Anything you thank God for, you don't lose it. Anything you thank God for, you don't lose it. If you thank God for anything, you don't lose that thing. Because thanksgiving will preserve that thing. And you know the reason why? God wants more of thanksgiving. That was why David said, He said, what will it profit you? If I'm in the grave, nobody will thank you. So because of that, God refused to kill David. David went to war several times. He refused to die. Saul threw javelin at him. He escaped it. That is how you escape the wickedness of your enemy this month. I said that is how you escape the wickedness of your enemy this month. Many people tried to kill David. David was unkillable. They had close range to kill him. They could not kill him. They used far range to kill him. They cannot kill him. The enemies in your house and those around your house, they will not be able to get to you. I said they will not be able to get to you. Somebody say a louder amen. They will just be using their eyes to see you, but they cannot do anything to you. People like us, by God's grace, many people don't want us on the earth again. By virtue of assignment, by virtue of truthfulness and saying the truth all the time. But they are just looking at us. They cannot do anything. They tried one time, tried second time, tried severally. Everything just a fail. Then they quickly gave themselves brain and say, ah, really, I say this thing will soon turn on our head. Let us become friends with this person. Somebody is here today. Those who are wishing you evil, their exact wish for you will come upon them and their children. I say it will come upon them and their children. As you continue to thank God and appreciate Him, you will never carry last. I say you never carry last. Say a louder amen. Thanksgiving is a preserver. It's a preserver. It's a preserver. If you are a person that want to travel and you start with thanksgiving, you get to your destination. As in, you did not forget to thank God for the journey. You did not forget to thank God and appreciate Him for the bus and for the driver and for the journey itself. You will get to your destination because thanksgiving is a tool for preservation. You are preserved on the platform of thanksgiving. Your health is preserved. Your children are preserved. Your business is preserved. Your relationship is preserved. Your career is preserved. Everything about you is preserved because you have put what is needed to preserve your life. Mark it. You are going to live very, very long. I say you are going to live very, very long. You are going to live very, very long. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Nobody here will die without fulfilling his or her days. I can't hear your loud amen. If you are revived, shout a big hallelujah. Number five, where we stop this morning in this first service. What is in thanksgiving that makes it to prosper you? Thanksgiving provokes more of the manifestations of God's blessings. Somebody say more. If you want more, thanksgiving is what brings more. Anything you have had before, thank God for it, then it brings more. Anything you have and you are already appreciative of it, thank God for it. You have been praying that your husband should change his attitude, and the attitude has started changing little by little. Thank God for it. Because very, very soon you will be surprised at his behavior. He has completely changed to another man. You begin to look at it and say, is this the same man? Is this the same man? But when there's little changes, then instead of thanking God for it, your murmuring is aggravated, accelerated, and elevated. Then there's a degeneration. All the days of your life, improvement will not be lacking in your life. And as you see this improvement, you are obligated to thank God. You are obligated to appreciate God. You are obligated to give Him. Listen to me. Parents that are here, don't complain about your children's study. Your child is not a dull child. Your child is not a dull child. The little success he or she is making in his or her studies, thank God for it. Because very soon, he or she will be topping the class. I say he or she will be topping the class. Everything you want to see increase, that is a blessing for you, thank God for it. Everything you have enjoyed, maybe monetary, maybe in career, maybe in one area of favor or another, learn to thank God for it. Then you are sure that you will prosper. That's why the Bible says that the path of the just like a shining light. Proverbs 4 verse 18. It shineth more and more until the perfect day. What you add to it is thanksgiving. That's what makes it to shine more and more. As from today, everything about your life will be getting better and better. I say it will be getting better and better. Mark it in this month of September. Every week will be an improvement on another. Next week will be an improvement on this week. Upper week will be on an improvement on the second week. By the time this month will end, it will end in grand style for you. Well, we are set. And God is waiting to receive something from us. The second service, I'll be showing us about how thanksgiving is a sacrifice. I don't have time to go into that now. I'll show you that in the second service. But we are ready now. We want to offer something to God. We want to offer it with our strength, with our dance, with our substance. He is waiting to see the quality of what you want to give to Him. He is waiting to see what you will present despite everything He has done for you. Your prosperity, your progress is attached to it. Your blessings, your progress is attached to it. Because as you offer it and as He accepts it, He will be shifting you to the level you have always desired in Jesus' name. I say, He will be shifting you to the level you have always desired in Jesus' name. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. As God liveth, the thanksgiving of this morning will shift you to a higher level in life in Jesus' name. I've been dancing in this very mad way and in this very aggressive way for long. It's not today, oh. It's not today that we have been praising God. And that's why the blessings are so evident. Years ago, before this ministry started, in the ministry where I was serving, a lady told her friends, brought a first timer, and said, this morning, in this service today, you know, we are all pastors and we're all seated. He said, I want you to identify my pastor among all these pastors that are seated. He said, I will not tell you the person who the person is, but he is the one that we praise and dance the most. And he said, okay, let us try it and see. So we all came in, all pastors, and we all sat down. And when it's time for praise, worship, we started praising. And the person said, I've seen your pastor. And the person pointed to me. And then she was sharing the testimony in church. It's not today that this praise, this madness for praise started. It is something that has worked for us. It's not an issue of 10 years, 20 years. It's not something that just happened today. In those days in university, after a very tough course, very hard course, everybody is complaining. I will just go to the sports center and begin to praise and begin to clap to God without any instrument. And then people will be going back to their hostel and they will be doing like this to me. Look at him. This was many years ago. tell me this like this. Look at him. What's your problem? All of us are complaining about a cause. You are here dancing, praising God. And then when the result comes out, the same cause that everybody is talking about failure, carry over. The thanksgiver never carries last. Never even is on the average platform. As from today, as you shift your thanksgiving level, God himself will step into your matter in Jesus' name. Listen, there will be none of your mates that will be able to stand where you are. I said there will be none of your mates that will be able to stand where you are. God will shift you drastically to another level in the name of Jesus. This morning, I decree the spirit of thanksgiving enters your spirit in the name of Jesus. The spirit of thanksgiving to God enters your mind in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of murmuring, complaining is hereby flushed out and flushed out permanently in the name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.